Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. You have given them bread from heaven, alleluia. Having all sweetness within it, alleluia. Sing, my tongue, the Savior's glory, of his flesh the mystery sing, of the blood all price excelling, which the world's eternal King, in a noble womb once dwelling, shed for this world's ransoming. Given for us descending, from a virgin to proceed, one like us in flesh contending, scattered wide the gospel seed, till his sojourn drew to ending, which he closed in wondrous deed. At the last great supper lying, circled by his chosen band, humbly with the law complying, first he finished its command, then immortal food supplying, gave himself with his own hand. Word made flesh, the bread of nature, by his word to flesh he turns. Wine into his blood he changes, what though sense no change discerns. If the heart is truly wakened, faith its lesson quickly learns. Down in adoration falling, this great sacrament we hail. Over ancient forms of worship, newer rites of grace prevail. Faith will tell us Christ is present when our human senses fail. To the everlasting Abba, and the Son who makes us free, and the Spirit God proceeding from them each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might and endless majesty. Amen. The cup of salvation I will take up, and will offer the sacrifice of praise. I trust in God even when I say I am sorely afflicted. I believe, even when I cry out, everyone is lying. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name, and I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones perish and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The cup of salvation I will take up, and will offer the sacrifice of praise. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Do not forget Adonai your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, who guided you through the vast and terrible desert with its seraph serpents and scorpions, its parched and waterless ground, who brought forth water for you from the flinty rock and fed you in the desert with manna, a food unknown to your ancestors. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God fed them with the finest wheat. Alleluia, alleluia. God fed them with the finest wheat. Alleluia, alleluia. And filled them with honey from the rock. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of life. God fed them with the finest wheat. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, how loving is your Holy Spirit, to show sweet kindness to your children, you provide the most delicious heavenly bread. You fill the hungry with good things, and send the haughty rich away empty. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Oh, how loving is your Holy Spirit to show sweet kindness to your children. You provide the most delicious heavenly bread. You fill the hungry with good things, and send the haughty rich away empty. O food of those on the way, you fed your people with manna in the desert and water from the rock. Use us to provide food, drink, shelter, and welcome to refugees and immigrants fleeing poverty, violence, and injustice. O Feast of Victory, you promised to provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. May our participation in this holy meal conquer pride and greed and fill us with joy and delight in all the gifts of creation. O bread broken and shared, you offer your life and your love, your grace and your strength, your body and your blood, as a banquet for us. May we in turn become bread for the world. O Holy Communion, you form one body out of all who share one bread and one cup. Empower all who celebrate this feast to join you in working for the unity and peace of the whole world. O true bread from heaven, you are the foretaste of the things to come and pledge of eternal life. Bring healing to those who are sick, freedom to those in prison, consolation to those who are grieving, and resurrection to all who have died. O Jesus, gentle shepherd and living bread, feed us, guide us to the land of everlasting life. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We bless and thank you, O Jesus, our love, for through the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, you transform us into members of your body. In this great sacrament, we join you in offering our Abba, a solemn pledge of undivided love, and in offering our brothers and sisters a life poured out in loving service of that kingdom where you live and love with the Abba and Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. may Jesus, who like a mother feeds us with himself, bless us with abundant life. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum valle. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil, and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.